WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are learning more about a deadly shooting in Louisville, Kentucky today, where a bank employee shot up his workplace, killing at least four people and injuring nine others. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Bank employees had just begun filing into work.
I was coming into work, getting on the elevator. I hear what I thought was gunfire. I was on the phone.
We heard a click, and the lady next to me turned around and said, "What the hell?" And he just started shooting.
There are victims fighting for their lives at University of Louisville Hospital, including a police officer, says Interim Police Chief Jacqueline Gwen Villarreal.
Officer Nicholas Wilt, 26 years of age, just graduated from the police academy on March 31st.
She says the 23-year-old gunman acted alone. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Justin Jones has been elected as the interim successor for the vacant seat of Tennessee House District 52.
Justin Jones has been reinstated to the Tennessee legislature after getting booted last week for taking part in a gun rally. Nashville Mayor John Cooper made this plea before the big vote.
Voters in District 52 elected Justin Jones to be their voice at the State House, and that voice was taken away this past week. So let's give them their voice back, and I'd call on this body to vote unanimously right now to do just that.
Justin Pearson could be reinstated later this week. The Biden administration has formally determined that a Wall Street Journal reporter arrested on espionage charges in Russia has been wrongfully detained. That designation now elevates Evan Gershkovich's case and means a dedicated State Department official will now lead efforts to bring him back home. Professors are striking at Rutgers.
Whose university?
Their union is demanding higher pay and better job security, but hundreds hit the picket lines today after contract talks stalled with the university. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey has signed an executive order making sure medical abortion remains legal in her state.
Abortion, medication abortion, will remain safe, legal, and accessible here in the Commonwealth.
She's also ordered state healthcare providers to stockpile the abortion pill after a judge in Texas ruled to stop its sale. A permanent medical clinic opened up today for people in East Palestine, Ohio, who've been exposed to toxic chemicals from a recent train derailment. Governor Mike DeWine.
This is a clinic where people can go in right now and get a baseline if they want to, and a clinic that they can go back to as we go forward.
The state is funding the whole thing to make sure people without insurance can still get treated there. The Dow added more than 100 points today. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Brian Rausch of Vesper receives accolades for achieving Deer Stewart Level 3 recognition from the National Deer Association. Rausch is the first to receive this recognition in 2023 and only the 67th to have attained this level. Brian founded the Central Wisconsin branch of the Quality Deer Management Association in 1994. Read the full story in the Wisconsin Rapids City Times. Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans are calling for an audit of Wisconsin's veterans' homes after hearing from former staff and volunteers about overworked staff and unsanitary conditions. Much of the focus was on Union Grove in Racine County. The home has been cited for at least 76 violations since 2017 that include failure to investigate reports of abuse, prevent falls, and medication mistakes. Administrator Diane Lynch says, like many other facilities, they've struggled with staffing levels since the COVID pandemic. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut game.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! That was a good one. There's a couple times where Zoe and I had to be the only howlers. How do you say howlers?
Yeah, what howling? If you had a howl by yourself? That'd be lonely.
Oh, that would be. Hey, before we get to, we're going to lead off with our sacred animal section with awesome. You, Wendy, and probably get a call to action at the end of the show, too. And we have Dr. Stately on, but I just wanted to say our prayers. And that's not enough. 4 killed, 9 injured in a bank shooting here, you know, in Kentucky. I do believe it was Kentucky.
Happens every day here in the U.S.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And also, hey, Nashville, we're watching you. Tennessee, with the 3 people removed, now they brought one of the lawmakers back to the House. And so, you know, we're in the upside down world now, Zoe. You got another 70 years of this, and Wendy and I are out the door here soon, and we pray for you.
We do, Zoe. There's a lot going on out there for you youngsters to take care of and fix, because it's a mess.
It is a mess. Thanks, guys. No, just kidding. No, everyone's hopefully doing what they can to minimize it.
Definitely. Hey, so let's lead off, Wen, with our sacred animal section, and then we'll have Dr. Stately on. Yeah. Welcome, as always.
Thank you. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means care is for them. I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today, we are asking everyone to who lives in Minnesota, for a call of action. Howling for Wolves is asking everyone to go on their page, howlingforwolves.org, and they have a take action. You just click on where the picture of the wolf is, and it says take action. You click on that, and what happens is there's a big email, and you put your information in and send the email out, and it goes to your representatives, and it also goes to our Governor Walz here in Minnesota. We're really getting nervous here, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we really need every legislator, representative, and our governor out there to know we do not support a wolf hunt here in Minnesota. So if you could do that, that would be wonderful. Now, there's a couple of things that you can do when you look at the email, read the email, and to make it more personal, right in the beginning of the email, you could just put one or two sentences that is important to you, why we should save our Minnesota wolves. You could delete the whole email and you could write something yourself if you'd like, or you could just send along the email as it is. Just put in your information and the program will know who your representative is, who your legislators are, and who the governor is, and it'll go right to their desk. So we need everyone to make sure that they do this, and that would be really important to do if you could do it. I'm going to mention this again at the end of the show as well, but that's what we need you to do. And I already did it quite a few times. I'm sure that they know.
Well, tell everybody how easy it is, because I guess you just want to personalize and then talk about it. And, you know, Wendy, when I think about this, it's like people, you know, anyone can learn from their own mistakes. It's geniuses that learn from others. And look what happened in Wisconsin with this wolf hunt there. Insanity.
Yes, they had the wolf hunt. They opened up wolf hunting and they had a quota of, I'm guessing the numbers, I don't have them in front of me, I'm going to say 200 wolves, that's what they were allowed to do. And they opened up the wolf hunting. They had to close it down within 72 hours because they killed so many wolves. It went over the quota and it was a bloodbath in Wisconsin. Yeah. We do not want that here in Minnesota. And it's really important that we make sure that our legislators know.
Well, and then we just talk about, too, as Native Americans, Wendy, that, you know, we have, Ho-Chunk have clans that are wolf clans.
That's right.
And I know other tribes, and our lieutenant governor is a wolf clan. Mm-hmm. And so it's, they're, what we talk about here, they're our relatives.
Yes, I'm hoping Peggy Flanagan, our lieutenant governor, will be able to, you know, convince Tim Walz, our governor, beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's important for our wolves to be saved. And Peggy Flanagan has been on the show and she said, you know, they are our family. And when a wolf is hunted and killed, I feel like a family member has died. So,
right. Yeah. And then, you know, there's all these programs that we've talked about, Wendy, for 7 years, you know, whether, oh, you know, these big bad wolves are coming in and eating livestock and caribou and all these crazy
and
things.
Moose. Yeah.
And I mean, there's programs out there that, you know, reimburse people, put those kind of flyers.
The fences up that have fledging, it's called, where they, is it called fledging? I'm saying that wrong. Anyway, there's strings of fabric around the fences, and they have other means, sound machines and other things to distract the wolves and to disperse them to go elsewhere, to leave this livestock alone. So just compose your message, howlingforwolves.org. Go on, take action. They make it so easy. You just go there, you compose your message. You could send the message as it is. You could add anything you'd like to it. It goes to the governor, your state senator, and your state representative. And that's it. You just hit click send message, and that's as simple it goes. I mean, literally, it takes less than a minute.
Well, let's just talk about for 1 second, Wendy and Zoe. Let's just talk about who the heck would just go out there. First of all, it isn't like going duck hunting and you can like or deer hunting and eat the, you know, eat it. Mm-hmm. Nobody eats these wolves. It's just people like, I think of a South Park episode where they just blow stuff away. It's
something in their mind, and I don't know how it gets there, and it's probably from early conditioning saying that it's okay to do this. Like, fathers who go out there with their sons or daughters and have them with these guns and shoot the wolves. Now, here's the thing. This is not even a fair fight. Like, Robert, right. You always joke around and say if it was a fair fight, the wolves would also have guns. But it's not even, they're not even using rifles. They're using high-powered AR-15s. They're using calls that mimic the sound of pups crying, so it lures the wolves closer so that they can get blown away. They're using bait and things like that also. So this is not fair game. This right. is horrible. And you know what? There's a lot of hunters out there who are totally against this.
Right.
And who will say this is not ethical hunting. This is not hunting. This is just murder and just causing a bloodbath. So we really need this not to take place here. Like the commercial says, we want to keep our wolves for future generations.
Well, and I also say, Wendy, if it was a true sport, this hunting with wolves, the wolves would have guns,
yes,
too, and
exactly.
shoot back.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, thanks for that update. And we thank Howling for Wolves for doing what they do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Maureen Hackett, who is the founder of Howling for Wolves. She really does so much for this organization. You could also donate to Howling for Wolves.
Right. Go to that website. And Wendy, you know,
howlingforwolves.org.
Right on. Hey, up next, Dr. Stately. We haven't talked to the good doctor in a long time. We always talk a little COVID and what's going on politically around Turtle Island. So it'll be good to see the doctor again, Wen.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
A lot has changed since 2020. Metro Transit wants to hear from you to help build a network that best serves the Metro's needs for the next 5 years. Help us grow the right way as more resources, like more drivers, become available. Learn more, fill out an online survey, and find out about upcoming meetings in your neighborhood at metrotransit.org/network-now. metrotransit.org/network-now.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're going to have Dr. Stately on in a second here, as soon as I send him the link. Wendy and Zoe, talk amongst yourselves.
So, Zoe, I have, we were talking before in the last segment about what the world is such a mess right now and what we're leaving to you younger people. And I really feel bad about it. And we are working. I just want you to know, and everybody young out there listening, that we are really trying to fix things up so we don't leave you in absolute disaster. But it doesn't look good. you know, global warming, gun control, the abortion issue. I mean, I feel like we're going backwards in time. So I hope that by the time Robert and I are gone, that you will be able to pick it up and go forward and to make the world a better place than it is today.
Mm-hmm. No, I really do think it is backwards and upside down, but also it's interesting to like talk to like my grandmother's generation or, you know, something where like a lot of what she went through in college, I kind of went through in college, but it was just such a different time. Like she was going through like civil rights era, like women's liberation movement. And then, you know, we obviously had the pandemic and, you know, the murder of George Floyd. So it's just interesting to see how like a lot has changed, obviously. And there's a lot of acknowledgement to the people who changed it. But also it's just like, you know, a lot of people on this earth have already kind of seen this once before. So we can definitely turn to our older generations to ask for help and how they handled it in their time, too, when they were young people. So,
yeah, it's a cycle, isn't it? It's a cycle. It's a, like a 40-year cycle, it seems like. And also a 140-year cycle. I was reading somewhere that, you know, the Confederates and, you know, the...
Like the North the and Red, the South.
Yeah, well, the racial tension. So it's a cycle that we always have to be aware of. And speaking aware of, there's Dr. Stately. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, Dr. Stately.
Bonjour.
Hey, long time no see. It seems like I haven't talked to you in months.
It's probably been about 3 weeks.
That's a month and a whole chunk time.
Yeah. Well,
how did it go? How did the season go with the kids and the hockey, your young men?
It went really well. Yeah, it went really well. My sons, remember they were on two separate teams. So
yep.
JV doesn't go to state. So Chaske didn't get to go to state, but his brother Quatley, and his team, 16U, they won the state tournament.
Nice.
The dog liked
that's
that.
Exciting. That's really something. State tournament.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's great to see our young ones and all the support doctor gives his children and these things that it's just a good thing, Wendy.
Well, it was a pretty exciting day for him, I think. He got to, it was a really, really, really tight game for sure. I think I remember saying this to you, or I said it to somebody, because we got to the end of the season. We lost our second place seed, which I think was a challenge. You know, it's kind of one of those things where like one of our players lost his temper a little bit in our second to the last game. And he kind of retaliated against somebody who he interpreted had hurt him or like accidentally like sauced him. but we ended up losing our fair play points in that game, which knocked us down from second place seed to third place seed.
Ooh.
which is, you know, like something that I always tell young people, it's like, you know, you're like, just think, stop and think before you do what you're going to do. Cause you never know what the repercussions are. And so, you know, that was kind of a scary situation because we thought we were going to end up having to play like, well, actually we did. We ended up playing a really difficult team who we had played once before during the regular season. It was a really tight game. That was St. Thomas Academy, you know, it's a military school. They're a very, very good hockey team. And I was like, told my son, like, we have to win this game. You guys have to win this game because otherwise you're done or you're out. Or I think they could have done double elimination, but I had to come back up the losing bracket. But they performed really well that day and in that playoff. And then we ended up facing off for the championship against Stillwater, who was undefeated the entire season.
Wow.
No losses. We handed them their first loss of the season in the championship game.
That is amazing. Seriously.
You know, in the hockey tournament,
how exciting.
It electrifies St. Paul, you know, because St. Paul needs that kind of electrifying. But and it's amazing. The tournaments, hockey tournaments, is just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's good skating, you know, checking, and no fighting. So it's very enjoyable to watch.
So the season is over. Do they do another sport, or do they take the summer off?
They'll do summer hockey stuff. Because at this level, they're going into their junior year in high school next year. So they really, both of them really want to be on varsity next year. So it's like, you know, doubling and tripling down with your efforts here. They're both, so I signed them up for this summer program called Red and Black. I'm that hockey dad that, like, you know, was really forgetful and forgot to sign them up until the last minute. And then there was no space on the South Metro League. So I had to sign them up in the North Metro League, which means every single weekend for the next 6 weekends, I'm driving them to Coon Rapids or to Blaine to play hockey 3 times a week.
Wow. How do they play hockey in the summer? Doesn't the ice melt? Oh, just kidding.
Only in your cocktails. No, I'm just kidding. it was exciting because, like, you know, they didn't play all together at all last weekend. I mean, last year at all. But this weekend they had their first official game. They had a couple of scrimmages the week before, but this weekend they had the day before Easter. They had their first official game, and they won 3-1 again against a really difficult team. Team comprised mostly of varsity and junior varsity players, and from Osseo Maple Grove, which is a phenomenal team. They show up usually every year in state playoffs. So the fact that they won was amazing, and it was really awesome to see my sons playing together again, because they played together their whole entire careers, right? And just watching them play together and work together. They actually scored the first goal in that game.
Wow.
They kind of did their typical thing, which I was laughing because on the car ride home, they were like, "Quality, that was a great play, right? We practiced that play in the garage all the time, like, you know, that passing back and forth, and then one of them, like, you know, snipes it into the net, and it's exactly how they got that goal. So they've had a couple of really great experiences recently. My son was actually the one that scored the winning goal for the championship. It was 0-0 through all 3 periods, double overtime. So it was a really proud dad moment. It was just crazy. He did this crazy shot from behind the net, bounced off the guy's blocker, and went in the goal. And I was like, that was a really lucky shot, son. He goes, "I know."
Right. Well, just to let our Wisconsin audience know that in Minnesota, this is like the holy grail of hockey, high school hockey. A lot of great players come out of that, and also great teams that are known forever.
Yeah, and they, like, you know, what's his name? Boucher. Henry Boucher's grandson, Gabby. Right. Gabby Bouchard. No, it's Gabby Boucher. Is actually Mr. Hockey this year. So he was named Mr. Hockey.
Wow.
And, like, you know, like, my boys watch, like, War Road and everything, all those players out of War Road. They're crazy. Like, I mean, they're dyed-in-the-wool dedicated hockey boys. Like, they follow everybody. They know everybody's name. They know their stats. They know, like, which team they're on. They know, like, you know, everything about them. But, like, when Gabby Boucher made Mr. Hockey, and they won, and even though War Road didn't win this year, they took second. You know, they lost to the championship. But they were, his, like, face lit up. He was like, because he's so super proud that, like, you know, he's like, there's not a lot of Native players that get to that.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Roller Derby is rolling into a new season. The nonprofit roller derby organization in Stevens Point is owned and operated by its skaters. They provide an inclusive sense of community, inclusion, and fun for anyone interested in the sport of derby. Practices and home games are hosted at KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. In the interest of their inclusive values, Sunday practices will be open to anyone interested in giving the sport a try. For $5, you can rent loaner gear and learn the sport from skaters in the organization. Read the full story in the Stevens Point Gazette. Cranes are in danger from lead ammunition and fishing tackle. The International Crane Foundation and the Wildlife Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding to further educate the public on the voluntary use of non-lead pellets or fragments, as cranes and other birds confuse them for seeds, which poisons them. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 47. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 78. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Davis on Tuesday, April 11th at Lutunji's Palette at 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, yes, they do. And we're here with Dr. Stately, who's the CEO of the Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And we always like to have a little talk here. But, you know, the first segment, we're talking about, you know, how to combat generational trauma in a good way. And Dr. Stately being really involved with his kids and really proud of his kids, and we are too. So that's exciting, Dr. Stately.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think it's like the conversation before I jumped on was about combating generational trauma. Well, I think one of the things we don't often think about is, and we don't talk enough about, and I think it's really important for us to talk about, which is, like, while it is true that we, our communities have a lot of, are still impacted greatly by generational or intergenerational trauma, you know, the impact of historical traumatic events that happened to us over multiple generations and a number of years, hundreds of years. The obvious truth is that we also have coded in our DNA, not just the traumatic effects. We also have the resilience and the indigenous knowledge and the practices and the prayers, the ceremonies, our cultural life ways that are actually life sustaining and are the antidote to those things.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to lecture or do talks about.
Uh-oh, we have a frozen Dr. Stately. It looks, if for those watching on Facebook, he looks like he's looking out into the great horizon.
He's thinking.
But he is looking good.
Oh, there he goes. There he is. He's back.
We're frozen there for a little bit.
Yeah, I probably will be just off camera.
But in a good way.
How did I look? Did I look good?
You look very good.
You were pondering.
Yeah, you were pondering. You were looking out into the great horizon. Pondering.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We'll bring up a very flattering picture of you.
Yeah, there you go. Like a great philosopher, right? I was like, ooh.
Yes, absolutely.
There's Plato.
Plato and Dr. Stately. But
what I was saying was that, you know, one of the ways to think about this work or this effect is that, you know, almost immediately within the experience of colonization from the very start.
Well, we're losing Dr. Stately.
Yeah,
somebody's playing video games in your house because we're losing you tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. I know what I'm going to do.
Nope.
There's always.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. we hear you.
Okay. So the that first separation between us and land was really challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. I know what to do.
Oh, Dr. Stately is not only a doctor, but he's also an IT person, and he's straightening out things out at the house. He's getting closer to that that modem, and everything's beautiful.
You know what I was watching today, Robert? It was really funny about these young kids who were trying to maneuver a rotary phone, and that the parents were saying, you know, I ask my kid, you know, for tech advice and all this stuff, and they don't even know what to do with a rotary phone. There's a couple of good videos out there, so it's pretty funny.
Yeah. We like making fun of the younger generation whenever we can. Sorry, Zoe. Dr. Stately, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Definitely. You were saying something super profound and then froze up.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Well, you know, Wendy, it's important.
I have the solution.
Oh, Dr. Stately's talking over there. This is a good TV and good radio right now. One of the things I just want you to do while we're listening and waiting for Dr. Stately is talk about what website, again, we have to go to for Howling for Wolves.
Yes, please go to howlingforwolves.org and go just click on Take Action, and it'll bring you to the page. All you have to do is fill out your information and send the email. This will go to your representative, senator, and the governor. And what we're trying to do is stop any wolf hunt here in Minnesota. So if you could just go ahead and do that, you could delete the email and write your own. You could add a few sentences in the beginning. You could do what you want, but they make it really easy. You just fill out your basic information and hit send, and you're helping. So we appreciate you doing that.
It looks like we got Dr. Stately back. Welcome back, Dr. Stately. Hey, there he is.
Yeah. Hi. Looking Can you good. Hear me now? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Definitely. You fixed it, whatever you did.
I'm an IT specialist too, apparently.
That comes in handy being the CEO of the Native American Community Clinic, I bet.
and as if that's actually helpful. Like, I'm actually don't have those skills. When our internet goes down, so does sometimes our phone, and because they're, you know, VoIP, and man, that's like a tragic day. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, right.
Patients can't call and check their appointments and stuff like that. So.
That is. But you were talking again about, you know, our resilience as Native people and how we can lean on our traditions and prayer and things like that. And I think that's where we left off with you.
Yeah. Well, the thing that, like, when I used to talk about this stuff, I would say things like, you know, one of our first assaults was the separation of our relationship with our homelands, right? And it is hard. It is that was a tragic loss for many of us, especially being forcibly removed from our lands and have to go somewhere else. And so many of our ceremonies and so many of the practices that we have are somewhat land-based, right? So our specific way of understanding our relationship to the earth and to the cosmos and to the and to that spirit world, that's embedded in our and understanding a specific place and space too, and your relationship to it. And so, like, we had to sort of figure those things out. But so many of our, over the generations, people, thought ahead. They engaged in ways of protecting that knowledge, those songs, those ceremonies, that ceremonial knowledge, those practices and cultural life ways that would sustain us well into, you know, the next 7 or 8 generations, which is what we are supposed to do as Indigenous people. We think now, we try to make decisions today, not necessarily for what's best for today or even the next generation or the generation after that. We're supposed to be planning everything all of the time. We're supposed to be thinking out 7 generations. You know, we're here today because 7 generations ago, somebody was thinking about us and imagining us in this space and place as strong, resilient, remarkable human beings, which is what we are, you know, because we need to remember that, you know, Creator sent us here as spirits. We're having a human experience, but we came here perfectly as little beings, Wakanijan, you know, the Abenugians. So we arrived here perfect, and the exercise that we have while we're here is to understand not how to be spiritual, because we know that already. It connects with us instantaneously, right? When we are in the presence of ceremony and prayer, the practice that we have to engage in here is how to be a good relative to one another and how to be a good relative to everyone, right? All living things, and remember our original instructions, why we were sent here for.
Exactly. Well, we look at Dr. Stately, our relatives and that are our age, and are they planting a tree for the next generations and generations to come, or are we worried about our own self-interest? And I think planting a tree is what we're trying to do as a metaphor.
Yeah, like, you know, and you want to plant that tree and fortify it and give it attention, give it the nourishment that it needs. That's a good way of thinking about our children and our grandchildren, you know, and, you know, not just our own, but, you know, the children of our nations, the grandchildren of our nations, our oyates and our families. Those are important to fortify and support, because those are, you know, it's kind of like, you know, ever see a brand new tree, like just been planted, try to weather a storm, you know, it doesn't have very deep roots. It's going to just be ripped up and destroyed right away. But like, so spending all that emotional, psychological, and spiritual energy sort of helping that thing, helping those beings grow deep roots rooted into the earth and, you know, connected to their ancestors, which are always with us, even though we don't recognize them, we don't see them every day. Reminding them that they come from a deep well of, you know, power and strength and knowledge and wisdom and, you know, and tremendous beauty and generosity. Those are really important things to tell our children and fortify in them, so that when they hit hard times, they remember to do things like share with one another, right?
Right.
You know, during difficult times, we can remember that, like, we might not have, you know, opulent places to live. We might not have tremendous wealth and an abundance in physical things, but we have abundance in spirit and in love and these other things that are life sustaining, right?
Yeah.
And Creator will always provide for us. So.
Yeah, good words, Dr. Stately. Do you have time to check in for another segment here with Native Roots Radio?
Sure, if I can have my IT person make sure I can do that.
Right on, exactly. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of the Native American Community Clinic, and we are talking, just rapping about some groovy stuff here, and we'll be back here after this short break. Wendy?
Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Howl! Hey, Twin Cities, are you trying to move your side hustle to your main hustle? Having trouble leveling up your back office? Getting stuck on where and how to get money to grow your business? Then you don't want to miss Connect Up Summit Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th at Walder Foundation in St. Paul. Connect Up is a two-day summit offering hands-on workshops and connecting small businesses with each other, local investors, as well as local and national resources to grow your business. You'll get to meet more people in the small business ecosystem in 2 days than would take you 2 years to meet on your own. Connect Up sells out every year, so get your tickets today. Go to connectupmn.org. Follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn to get the latest updates. Again, that's Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th at the Walder Foundation in St. Paul. That's connectupmn.org. connectupmn.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Oh, yeah.
hoping that Dr. Stately's dog would give a little howl too. So that's awesome.
A quartet of howling with a dog barking.
That's and, awesome. You know,
that's perfect. Crazy.
Apropos.
Hey, right on. Hey, Dr. Stately, great speaking with you and talking to you. It's been a while. You know, I, you know, Wendy always says we should talk about what you want to talk about, but I just want to touch base on, again, there's another shooting, mass shooting here today. Also, Tennessee is the upside down world, and we just have to, I don't know, sometimes it's draining to be on the radio and listen to news and do the news.
Yeah, that's, well, it's disheartening, that's for sure. And one of the challenges that I think is so, you know, in the moment is just like, you know, it does oftentimes feel like the world is upside down and that, you know, things we're losing so much traction on some things that have been in place for decades, right? Like I grew up as a young man in a world where, you know, abortion was legal for most of my life, right?
Right.
I grew up in a space and place where like, I, you know, when I was a kid, I don't, you know, I never saw or heard about mass shootings. Right. It just was something that was so, you know, foreign to us. And I think what's challenging. I live on
the dog leaves. He's got good voice. He's coming through pretty good.
Get over here and sit down.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get them to stop once they get started.
Right. It's good that you're puppy's dream with you.
He's like, I live in a park, and so he sees, you know, like, you know, he barks at everything. He sees a bird, barks.
Yeah.
Well, he likes when we howl too.
Yeah,
no,
and you know it's funny. You know, we've known the puppy since he is a puppy, and his bark has changed. It's gotten a lot deeper and
deeper,
he sounds like a big dog now. You know, where he used to sound like a puppy, so that's kind of cute.
He's a pretty big dog, you know, and he's got like his little Alaskan heritage is like built right into his DNA. Like this winter, like when, you know, remember it warmed up and all the snow melted, right? And then the next day, like in like less than 24 hours, it refroze. Well, I was taking him out in the backyard and we got to the bottom of the steps in the backyard. And then there was just an ice skating rink right in the bottom of my yard. Well, I biffed it. And, but I still had his leash in my hand and he literally pulled me like 10 to 15 feet through the snow in the backyard. I was like, okay, dog sledding is clearly embedded in this dog's DNA. Cause he was like, oh, something's attached to me. I need to drag it.
Wow.
Right. Wow. And I was like, oh Lord. Okay. Well, we're done with that. We're not doing that anymore. So you get attached to a tether and you can like, you know, try and do that. So, but I was going to say that one of the things that is, I think, really challenging for us right now is like, you know, young people. I remember being a teenager and like some of the big things that were confronting us as teenagers, like how challenging it was to navigate that space. I look back now to my teenagers and I was like, and I think about like how different the world is now for my teenagers. It's like, it is like they are dealing with some really big stuff, right? They're dealing with like, you know, black and brown boys being shot right and left, right? And they're dealing with like just overt and covert acts of racism every single day. So my job is, hey.
That's so true. I mean,
my job is to help them navigate that space, right? So we have to have real honest conversations about that. And, you know, and one of the things I remember, I just had this conversation with somebody who doesn't necessarily agree with me about abortion. Like they were like, well, you know, they're one of those. And I was like, you know, like, I think it's really important for you to remember I had this conversation. And they're not a friend. They're like somebody I know, right? And I have a relationship with. And I said, you know, while it is really important for you to be clear about where your boundaries are and understand that that isn't something that you would want personally for yourself,
or perhaps even for your own child. And that's a valid thing. But for you to sort of like do everything you possibly can to limit the freedoms and the choices that other people have that actually can, you know, take their life or harm them in many, many ways. That's the antithesis of like being a good relative on the planet. Like we don't make decisions for the whole based on our need. We make decisions for the whole and for the nation and for the people. We make those decisions for what's best for them, even if it means we have to be uncomfortable, and even if it means that we have to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. That's what being a relative on the planet is about.
And I think when we were young, we never struggled with the difference between church and state, and that line is so blurred right now. It's insane.
Oh my God. It's not just blurred. It's like a shit show. It's like,
oh, you can't swear on
somebody got in there and just messed it all up. Like, I mean, like seriously, like think about the big headlines for the weekend. It's like a Supreme Court justice, one of the ones that has the most power ever, like just able to completely like obfuscate the laws and the ethics of like what is expected of every federal employee, right? These are crazy, crazy times.
You
would think that the expectation that we would have that he's not going to be having conversations with ultra conservatives on these really luxurious vacations he's going on about strategy and about how to sort of undo laws and stuff like that. That's crazy making.
And then he got that, autographed copy of Booker T. Washington's book or Bible or something. And it's just like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? The same guy gave that to him. Mm-hmm. I think when we think about our young political days, Watergate had Republicans and Democrats going after Nixon, not just Democrats. And the people that dropped a dime on Nixon were Republican. So it's totally the upside down world for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those Republicans had balls. They had gut, you know, they were strong. They had their own opinions. The Republicans that we have in office today, especially, you know, they're just loud and outspoken, and they shout louder than the other ones. They're not actually great thinkers. They don't have they're not really patriots.
They're not for anything. They're just against things. What bills are they coming up with other than Biden? And what I think a positive for us here in Minnesota, Dr. Stately, is what's going on in our state capitol right now with the trifecta of the Democrats. Things are happening so fast and getting done because they've been stifled for so long by the last cycle was Senate head by Republicans.
Yeah. Absolutely. You think you hear on the news, people would be like, everyone's concerned. Bills are moving so fast, moving too fast. It's like, well, you've been used to like 8 years of nothing happening. You've been used to like the Senate tying everything up and not approving anything and like making everything look like a quagmire and it's like the place is being run by sloths. It's like, oh, I'll get to making that signature on that bill in about 10 years.
Right.
But so they're used to that. They don't understand how things are supposed to work. They don't understand what debate looks like. They think debate looks like yelling at each other and screaming at each other and, you know, posting on Instagram and Facebook and a few other things and just being completely, you know, unruly. It's like, I pay attention to those things and I try to have conversations with my kids about it because I want them to understand this is not how you show up in a civil society and have conversation.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, Dr. Stately, it's been our pleasure to talk to you. It's been a few weeks, like you said, and always good to hear your insight and hear your puppy bark and hear you swear once a show too. I think hopefully the studio.
I know. That. Is that really actually a swear word? I guess it is. Huh?
Yes.
Hey.
I'll have to say something like a shoot show. It's a shoot show.
There you go. They're nervous at the studio.
Anyway, I missed you too. I know you love me and I know you missed me, but I missed you too. And I'm glad to be back.
Right on. Hey, Native Roots Radio, we'll be back.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.